Okay, moving right along. Next number. B8. That's B8. Don't forget to buy your raffle tickets. I think the prize this year is the best one St. Clementine's ever had. A brand new car, courtesy of Tom Walsh at Champagne Motors. Tickets are just $50, and the proceeds go towards the construction of the new gymnasium. Thought you'd like that. Okay, now who wants to get back to the game?
Finally.
All right, all right. Oh, what's that, sister?
Can I see you outside for a minute?
Okay.
The car that's blocking the entrance.
Yes. Folks, if you'll indulge me for just a minute. Sister Monica here reminded me of something that requires my immediate attention. I'm late for my root canal. No, just kidding. It's all good. Only take a sec. So sit tight. Hang on to your cards, and I'll be back in a jiff to call out the next number.
Watch my cards, will you, Ellen?
What? You gotta go again?
It's annoying, I know.
Yeah, Marie. Everyone knows you got the winning numbers.
I'm serious. The neighborhood's changed, Ellen. You don't know who you're sitting next to.
Yeah. Just hurry up. Shoot.
All right, you want a Coke?
What? No. Go.
Be right back.
Yeah.
You called?
2 hours ago.
I was driving back from Richmond. Remember?
You should have answered my call.
I'm answering now. What's up?
Need a package drop off tonight. Very discreet. No returns.
Get UPS.
Tonight, you're UPS.
No, I make packages. I don't deliver them. That's the deal.
Enough with the bitching. I don't give a damn, Camille, what you think your job is. I want it done. You're doing it. End of story.
Sorry, Ellen. I'm not.
You're playing hardball here, yeah? Because I can play hardball, too. I'll throw the first damn pitch at your girlfriend's big mouth. How fast are Kathy's reflexes?
All right, fine.
There's a good girl. One other thing. I'm sending someone with you.
No thanks. I'll handle it alone.
I said I'm sending someone with you. Tommy G.
Tommy G? Never heard of him. What Scorsese film did he crawl out of?
He's a little raw. Comes highly
I'm
recommended.
Back. That wasn't too long.
Could learn a lot
close?
From you. I'd
All right,
be very grateful.
What do you say?
I'm not a school teacher.
Okay.
I'm not asking.
Next number.
Just show him the ropes.
I-27.
Let him see how you
That's
work.
I-27.
God damn it, what'd he say?
What?
O-74.
What?
Bingo.
That's
I
didn't
Bingo
hear
it.
Bingo.
Did he
Bingo
just say I-27? Damn it. I can't concentrate here. Regardless how good you think you are, take your eyes off your cards for a second and you're cooked. There goes my night. Meet me at my place in 45 minutes. Back door.
Fine.
This is really heavy.
It's a dead body.
Damn. I should have wore boots.
You're failing, Boy Scout.
Hey, I know what I'm doing. But I didn't think we'd come here.
Do you know somewhere better?
Now, what's with all the weeds?
Phragmites.
Well, whatever. You need a machete.
It's a swamp.
I know it's a swamp, but it's hard to walk. And it stinks.
Of course it stinks. That's the point, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Think for a second. Who'd want to tramp around in here, right? You said it yourself. You need a machete to hack your way through. And it's dark out.
That's what I'm saying. We should have brought a flashlight.
But a beam of light in this pitch blackness would be suspicious. Attract attention. Yes?
Depends. Is anyone around?
No, but the road's not that far away. Cars passing by might see the light.
I guess.
You guess? Are they blind?
No.
Of course not. So we can't know for sure if anyone else might be around. Maybe a flashlight is a bad idea.
Maybe.
Maybe? Jesus, really? Just forget about the damn flashlight.
Okay. You've been in here before?
Yeah, all the time. Had my sweet 16 party in here.
So, this is your first...
time here? Yeah.
No. Dead body?
Watch what you're doing. Over near your hand, the bag's starting
Where?
To rip. There. No. Left hand. Left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, there. Be careful. We've got to pick it up and stop dragging it so it doesn't break.
We have to keep...
You want
to
stop here?
Yeah. Can we?
We'll rest just a minute.
I forgot to eat dinner. I'm getting hungry. Hey, you ever eat corn fritters?
What? No.
Me neither. Funny how that just popped into my head. Yeah, but I ate apple fritters once. Nah, I'm lying. I ate them twice.
Twice? Fascinating.
Wasn't a special occasion. Like a graduation or a sweet 16 party.
Really? Just stop talking.
I'm not dumb, you know.
Did I say that?
You're the one who picked this place. I mean, we could have dumped this body a million other places. Ellen left it up to you, didn't she?
You got me there.
Didn't have to be in here. So, don't infer.
Imply. Don't imply, you mean.
Don't do that either.
Point taken. All right. So, what's the G stand for?
What?
The G. Your Tommy G.
Oh. Oh, right. It stands for gorgeous.
Of course. You ready?
We can't leave it here?
No.
Why?
We have to make sure it's hidden.
So, we gotta keep going?
Yes.
Oh, there's gonna be snakes. Look at this place. They're slithering around somewhere. They're gonna find us. I hate snakes. Oh, I really, really hate snakes.
You'll be fine. Ready now?
I got a choice.
Okay. Careful when you pick it up.
Better not see a friggin' snake. Is this the same bag?
Water must have seeped in through the hole.
Yeah. Man, this place is spooky. Reminds me of the Pine Barrens.
What?
The Pine Barrens. You know, from The Sopranos.
I watched the show.
Yeah, it was really good, right?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, you remember that time Paulie Walnuts and Christopher got lost in the woods? In the snow? Trying to kill that Czechoslovakian guy?
Chechnyan.
What?
He was Chechnyan.
Oh, yeah, right. So, they shot him, but he got away. Funny thing is, they could have died out there in the cold, but Tony found him.
He took care of his people. I admire that.
Me too. Hey, you think Tony Soprano would have made a good president?
Of the United States?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's tough. Smart. Doesn't take crap from anyone.
Exactly.
But he's also depressed, has panic attacks, and faints.
Yeah, that's all made up. Anyway, I think he would.
I guess we'll never know.
And you know who would be his vice president? Paulie Walnuts. No one would get to Tony then. Not even the feds. Yeah, but say Tony did get busted. Paulie'd do the time for him. Guaranteed. Makes you think.
About what?
Ellen.
What about Ellen?
Did you do time for her?
Are you writing a book? Would you?
Absolutely.
Sure. Boy Scout loyalty badge.
What?
Forget it. Let's keep moving.
My arms are falling off. Can we take a break?
Another break? We're getting close.
I can't take another step.
All right. Just a minute. We can't stay in here all night.
Okay. What are we doing after this?
Not lugging any more bodies, if that's what you're asking.
No, I mean, I was just wondering.
Well, I'm going home to take a shower. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Okay.
We need one more carry.
How much further?
Not far. A little more and we'll be good.
Promise?
Yeah, sure. Ready? One, two, three. Lift! That's it. Lift! Lift! Steady,
jeez.
Steady.
Jeez, my back. Oh, who the hell is in here? A sumo wrestler? Oh, I'm serious. I can't carry it anymore.
Stop complaining. You're such a little...
What? Come on, I know what you were gonna say.
No, you don't. Come on.
Oh, you got no reason to call me that.
Yeah, okay. Can we go now? Sorry.
All right, just give me a second. Who's in a bag, anyways?
I didn't ask.
You really don't know?
I really don't know. Okay. You know what? Stay here. I'm going up ahead. I'll see if there's a good spot to dump it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I think I found a place.
You shot me.
What? Shit.
Ellen.
Who the hell are you?
Does it really matter now? You did me a favor, actually. Ellen needed to go. Things were getting a little strained.
What?
Confused? Poor girl. Really love to bring you up to speed. But it's none of your business. So, tell me, Camille, why did you kill Ellen? Nothing. Let's try
again. She killed Kathy! That heartless bitch. And she called me to get rid of her body. What kind of sick monster does that?
I can't help you there.
That's why Ellen had you come along. She knew I'd figure it out.
Bingo. Oops. Sorry, Ellen.
You weren't that convincing. She wouldn't hire anyone so dumb.
Oh. Admit it, Camille. I had you going there for a while. I want to be just like Tony Soprano when I grow up.
Drop dead. So, what now? You gonna leave me here?
This place was your idea. Personally, I think the lake would have been nicer. But that's just me. What you did to Ellen was nasty. Her eyes.
She deserved it.
That was between you two. Well, you're bleeding badly. It shouldn't be long now.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I really gotta go. This place creeps me out.
Sure you do. Hurts, doesn't it?
Why didn't you just shoot me in the head? It'd be over now.
And miss your suffering? No.
I can see why Ellen wanted you dead.
Screw you.
Not likely. Now. What are the chances anyone will find us?
We came in here not to be found, remember?
Yeah. Great. Since we're not going anywhere, mind if I smoke?
Whatever. I should have seen it coming. All of it. Ellen. You.
You were greedy, Camille. Just like the rest of us.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Thanks for listening to Bingo After Dark. This episode was written by Frank Donnelly and Jane D. Watson. production and sound design by Jane D. Watson. Bingo After Dark was performed by Colleen Arnold as Camille, GM Hakeem as Tommy G, Adam Robinson as Bingo Caller, Ash Albanyak as Marie, and me, Nancy O'Fallon, as Ellen. Additional voices were provided by Pat Donnelly, Emma Donnelly, and Chris Soriano. Bingo After Dark is a Spiked Eggs production. Thank you for listening, and please join us again.